Hello everybody, it's George McMillan. Thanks for coming to my channel. Well, it's George Bernard Shaw's birthday. Would be his 70th birthday, were he still alive, 26th of February. So George Bernard Shaw, celebrated playwright, wit, who unfortunately used his very considerable intelligence in evil causes. Now, can't say I completely agree with him. Some of the things he critiqued, there was severe poverty in the United Kingdom when he was brought up. He was born in Dublin, UK in 1856. Anyway, obviously by the time of his death, Dublin was not part of the United Kingdom anymore. He'd shifted to South Britain, dying at 8 St. Lawrence. It's a small town just north of London. So he's best known as a dramatist, publishing about 60 plays. They're not performed anymore, but St. Joan, Pygmalion, the best known is in Pygmalion, makes a statue that comes to life in ancient Greek mythology, and it was reworked as My Fair Lady in the 1960s, starring Audrey Hepburn, Man and Superman, and so forth. And the term Superman had only just been invented by Nietzsche, who died 2 years before the play came out. So he's born into a family that was struggling middle class in Dublin. I've been to the house he's born in, South Dublin, into a Protestant family. His ancestors had shifted from Great Britain to Ireland in the 17th century. Dublin in those days had a large Protestant minority. It was maybe 30% Protestant. But his father died. His mother was a singing teacher, and they tried to keep up appearance. They managed to be just about in the middle class. He left school in his early teens, as was fairly common, and so on. So yeah, his father had a sort of non-job in the civil service and had done bits and bobs of a business after that. So he later moved to London, and he used to review theatre and things like that, and musicals. So he, from his teenage years, from 1873, he lived in London. I'm not sure if he ever even visited Ireland after that. And he saw people dying needlessly through lack of health and safety at work, through illnesses that were treatable but they couldn't afford to have treated, and things like that. So, yeah, he got into writing. He was very widely read and so forth. And that was it. And he had every really radical opinion going, as in vegetarianism, feminism, racial equality, communism, and so forth. He read on Marx. And so when he went to Marx Memorial Hall in that part of London, and so on. But he managed to get himself a sugar daddy, William Archer, who gave him a lot of money. And he joined the Fabian Society. The Labour Party was nascent. Fabius Quintus Maximus Cunctator, the delayer, the one who fought against Carthage by delaying against Hannibal, not seeking battle. But gradualism was the policy of the Fabians. They're a moderate socialist society. They're an affiliated society to the Labour Party. The Labour Party wasn't even a full political party till 1900. So he saw that, there was a terrible inequality and indeed inequity in society. And there I can't contest what he had to say. He tried novels, but he found that wasn't his medium. He read works of John Ruskin and William Morris. I'm not sure if he ever went to them. But he was against Ars Gratia Artis. He felt that it ought to serve a moral purpose, ought to be a comment on society. And so much of what he did was a send-up of the establishment about marriage. And he wisely said, people say that, you know, marriage is sacred and so on, and it's so wonderful, but you can't have it both ways. If marriage is so wonderful, why do you have to be locked in? And so on. Okay, so he was very wise. He wrote John Bull's Other Ireland, which is a comedy about Ireland, an Englishman living in Western Ireland who embraces the nationalist cause, and then an Irishman who tries to make himself English and so forth. So a bit of sort of a national cross-dressing, as it were. That was him. He eventually was elected to St. Pancras District Council and so forth. So wrote plays Caesar and Cleopatra, Androcles and the Lion. He lampooned religion. He was an atheist from an early age, and things like that. So he was an early suffragist. He was against the British Empire defending itself from Transvaal and Orange Free State aggression and so forth. So he liked home rule for Ireland, eventually republicanism. He was anti-war in the Great War and so forth. He managed to avoid jail for his anti-war activism. and so on. He said that Roger Casement shouldn't be executed and so forth. That was it. And then he said, you know, he'd rather be burnt at the stake by Irish Catholics than saved by English Protestants. So, wow, that shows what a bigot and an imbecile he was. Because there was sectarianism in Ireland, anti-Catholicism and anti-Protestantism, both equally detestable. But he didn't seem to think anti-Protestantism was a bad thing. And if he thought the English were so alien, why did he choose to dwell amongst them his entire life? So, yeah, he was a moron and a hypocrite and despicable in many ways. Quite a wealthy man. Indeed, in his will, he sort of had it made as a sort of landmark case in English law when he had left a fund for inventing AAA phonetic alphabet, but that was a sort of purpose trust and that couldn't go anywhere. He sort of famously visited the Soviet Union in the 1920s and adulated it, proclaimed that it worked and so forth. He completely fell for this propaganda and so forth. And he even praised Hitler an awful lot. So that was saying he was very manly towards Hitler. Goodness, he was against racialism. That's a good thing, George Bernard Shaw, I suppose. And then the Second World War came along. Is very pessimistic about things like that. Well, so that's it. He was even against the Nuremberg trial. So a crank, you might say. So he's hardly performed these days, but he was a huge influence on British and indeed world culture in the early 20th century. He was also an anti-imperialist and so on. But, you know, I've seen both his houses in London and in Dublin, not open to the public, alas and alack. So he was married for many, many years, for 45 years, to an Irish woman. I'm not sure if they were able to have children. So she was from a Protestant family in Cork, but he'd met her in England. So that is George Bernard Shaw. What do you think of him? Was he a good man? Have you seen any of his works? So do you miss George Bernard Shaw? Did he have a positive effect on society? Very badly wrong on some things, on communism, a hideously oppressive and absolutely brutal, ruthlessly exploitative and unjust system. But that doesn't mean that when he said that, like, apartheid is bad, he was wrong. I know apartheid was only introduced towards the end of his life, or he was opposed to capital punishment when that was very much a minority viewpoint. He wanted gender equality, and I can't quibble with that one. And he was ahead of his time in saying that. He was very badly wrong on many things. He was a eugenicist, and so-called progressives tended to embrace eugenics in the early 20th century, saying that mental defectives ought to be forcibly sterilized to prevent their breeding further. So a leftist broadly supportive of the Labour Party, but didn't draw a strict distinction between them and communism. Well, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.